We are going to discuss the ABCs of sexy. They are attitude, body image, and communication. I'm going to go a little bit out of order and start off with body image. This may be the biggest hurdle that you face in getting your sexy back because you are always looking for those little imperfections that you believe everyone else is staring at. Before you convince other people that you are sexy, you have to believe it yourself. The first thing you need to do to be comfortable in your body is throw away all of those magazines with the beautiful Hollywood people on the covers. The pictures you see on the magazines are taken in perfect lighting with a staff of makeup artists. If that isn't enough, the pictures are often airbrushed to make the models or celebrities perfect. When you look at yourself in a mirror, what do you see? You may see crow's feet or laugh lines. You may even see those last few baby pounds you want to lose. Well, you're looking at the wrong woman. Look for the positives. If you can't find anything positive, smile. Find anything yet? Maybe it's your eyes or your hair. For moms who are still breastfeeding, maybe it's your cleavage. When you start focusing your attention on your assets, you will find ways to draw attention to them, and that will help you to feel sexier. Now that you hopefully feel better about your body, let's talk about that attitude. Last week, when I had defined the term sexy, I mentioned a Victoria's Secret commercial where the models seemed to have that come hither look in their eyes. The look they were giving the camera projected a sexy attitude. You can dress up in the most expensive, sexiest lingerie, but if you stand there with your shoulders slumped over and a "I'm doing this because he likes it" look, then you're going to miss the sexy bullseye. You're even going to miss the sexy target. You have to have that sexy attitude. Now, I know what you may be thinking. Yeah, but I still don't feel it. You may have to start acting sexy before the rest of you catches up. Or, in other words, you may just have to fake it until you make it. Here's something you can try. Picture the sexiest woman you know and start to act in ways that you think she may act. Present yourselves in ways that you think she would present herself. It will probably feel awkward at first, and you may feel like you're making a complete fool out of yourself. Don't worry. Once you get the hang of it, sexy will be as much of you as anything else that you do. So now that you are starting to feel sexy, you want to get the attention of Mr. Xbox. Well, how do you find out what he thinks is sexy? The obvious answer is, ask him. Now, before you get all excited, that simple answer may not give you any benefit. I know if my wife came to me and asked me, "Do these jeans make my butt look big?" What I actually hear her ask is, "Do you want to sleep on the couch tonight?" So how do you get real feedback from him? This may take some time, and you may have to build some trust that if he tells you something you don't want to hear, he is not going to end up spending the night in the doghouse. You need to get down to the parts that make each of you tick. At first, this may seem unnatural, so start off with the topics that are non-threatening and center around work, kids, family life, and so forth. It may take weeks to get used to it and feel comfortable to move beyond the standard questions. However, when you think you're getting the hang of it, throw in something out of the ordinary to get him to open up.